The great halls of their house. There are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe, comes our team captain, the Vision Bill Fisher. Their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher. Our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchuck. And our Batman, master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical. Our mild-mannered soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission? To fight injustice. Share what is right and wrong. To get you out of your house and come out racing with them. And serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team. Dominating with Dawson.
Ben Dawson, I need to play some jargon with Dominating with Dawson.
Oh, that's great. Guess what? I'm here, so let's do it.
All right, very well. Miss Jennifer has something she hadn't heard before. And she's
okay.
She's not confused. She's just like, what are you talking about?
All right, toss. Tell me.
Is it toss a ball?
Nope, not toss a ball.
Toss a wheel?
Nope, toss. Not toss. Talk.
We've toss done that.
Toss a turn.
Tossing a turn.
You mean we're talking about when we toss a car into a turn?
Is it the yeah? She never heard this before, and a lot of people don't say it anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's not a common parlance for me either. But if I had to think about a place where I toss a car down into a turn, I definitely do that at my home track in the turn we call Hogpen. You kind of just have to throw a car down in there. What does it mean to you, Bill?
To me, it's like I would say tossing a turn is an aggressive turn in, meaning hard and quick. And you just kind of, you know how some cars respond to nice, slow, steady inputs, and some cars you just got to grab like a dog by the scruff of the neck and say, you're coming with
me. Yes. All right. So tossing is Ben Dawson driving. That's what that is.
Pretty much. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm brutal on the front. I will slam the fronts down to get turned in. I have been roughly criticized for being too brutal on the fronts. But what you're describing sounds like it's kind of how I rely on the front end of the car to turn. And I think it probably comes out of my history with momentum cars. And I still drive cars that are largely momentum cars. But when you talk about a kind of driving experience that gets faster when you're smooth with your turn in, what was the kind of stuff you were saying, Bill?
Well, I mean, smooth or gradual versus
gradual. We are like gradual, not sudden. Like everything I'm doing on track is pretty violent and sudden. Like when it comes time to like make the car change direction, I'm not doing anything gradually.
You're coming with me.
Yeah, so I'm definitely more like I'm a snatch his car up by the scruff of his neck and make it do stuff. So yeah, I guess that makes sense to me. If you're tossing the car means just like, you know, wailing on the front end to get everything done. I think the opposite approach of kind of being a little more gradual and letting giving the rear time to work with the front is probably smart. But also, like I know I'll wail on the fronts and that sort of thing and hit all the curbs and, you know. But also, I don't break much stuff. I don't know how it happens, but I must hit stuff at the right angle. But like, I don't have a lot of mechanical problems. I don't break transmissions and that sort of thing. So, I think you can be fairly violent and sudden as long as you're precise. But also, I have a teammate who's really smooth and more gradual than I am, and he's just as fast as I am. So I'm not saying my approach is better. I think you could probably end up being a lot more precise and smooth. And I am. My approach is kind of a big old approximation of what somebody who's really fast would be doing, I think.
So, Miss Jen, are you the slow, steady, smooth, or are you the, you know, I'm going to make this car do what I said it's going to do?
Are you the strong, violent type like me?
I am very much slow, steady, smooth.
Slow, steady, smooth. I believe Miss Vicky will never let me drive in a race car with her, so I'm going to have to ask, even though I should know. But
whoa, okay,
she's not letting me in the car. Nope.
A little bit of both, I think, because right now I just learned how to balance the car, but then I'm finding that I have a tendency to be a little bit more aggressive on the turns.
Good.
So, I've done bad things to the car because of it. I have.
Well, I'm not leaving that out there, Ben. I'm pursuing. Exactly what bad things have you done to the car, Miss Vicky?
Well, I've flat spotted four tires.
That's better. Oh, that's a whole lot cheaper than hitting something, big dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know why she flat spotted four tires? Because that's all the tires that were on the car.
Yeah, I've
that's a whole lot cheaper than hitting something.
I've broken the C clip on my coilover. I did that. Okay.
So, that's when you went off, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I know that when I'm pushing the limit, is occasionally I will go off track, which means that I am pushing it. I just pushed it a little bit too far.
10-4.
But I quickly make an adjustment and go, okay, that was bad. So, but you know,
otherwise known as the Rock Auto order.
And the other thing that I did notice was that I am feeling movement in the back end, and I'm kind of enjoying it now. Yeah. And I've also found that I can hook those on the turns. What is it? The ridges. What are they?
Yeah, the rumble strips, the gaiters.
Yeah, I grabbed the rumble strips. I started doing that. And occasionally I might even hook a tire just off of it and kind of grab the inside and kind of roll it.
Yeah. For the most part, the rumble strips or the gaiters or I'm missing the big one. What does everybody call those?
Curbs, sausages.
Curbs. Curbs, yeah.
Candy strips.
Sausages. The sleeping policeman. Whatever you call the ones on the exit, a lot of times they can be like a big catcher's mitt. So a lot of times consider, you know, bouncing all the way out there because they're ramped up, they're angled up. So it's like hitting a little bit of banking at the edge of the track and can kind of help you settle back down onto the straightaway in my experience. So think of them as they're definitely your friend on the way out. They are your buddy. Like when you're playing that pinball, pinball bumpers on the way out, pretty much. They kind of help, you know, bounce your car or the ball back into the right spot in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're benevolent on the way out, is my experience. As long as you don't run off the end, that's bad.
unless they're not, like, make sure you know the track or do a track walk, because sometimes you would.
That's why I said generally. Nice. Generally, yeah. They are. Feel your way out to the curse, but a lot of times they can be your buddy on the way out. Like, it can kind of help you, your traction buddy.
Especially if you have like that little tiny bit of beaten up pavement that's kind of scratchy that everybody's kind of kicked up just a little bit. That's good to kind of hook a tire on too.
Yeah, one of the biggest concepts somebody helped me understand early in kart racing was, you know, where to be on track in a turn. And this guy's like, yeah, you want to be right there at the bottom because that's where the best grip is. So, you know, if somebody can credibly tell you where the best grip surface is, most of the time it's right there at the apex. But, you know, there might be an exception. It might be a track where somebody's like, hey, you know, it seems like you should be here, but trust me, the best grip is here. And if you go out and try it, and it makes more sense to try it their way, sometimes it's not exactly what you would think. So it helps to listen to folks and then go try it, but also it helps to ignore track advice. But if somebody tells you something that sounds like it's worth a shot, it's not going to hurt you to go try it one time and see if it works. But always try to find the spot that's got the most grip in a corner.
And be careful of the curbs if they're painted and it's wet. That can be a bad day. All right.
I have nothing more to say about that.
No, that's good. All right. So I think we've tossed this turning around a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. Toss it in there.
Tossed it in. You gonna go get a salad or you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks for having me.